Between 1953 and 1958, a devoted audience of adults and children attentively followed Captain Jet Morgan and his crew from one cliffhanger to another, as together they faced the unknown perils of space.
Journey into space. The BBC presents Jet Morgan in Operation Luna. After spending one lunar day on the moon, Jet Morgan and his crew prepared to make their long journey back to Earth. But when the time came to take off, nothing in the ship would function. All efforts to find the reason for the ship's failure were fruitless, and the four men spent the lunar night, equivalent to 14 Earth days, within the ship, waiting and hoping. On the 10th day, strange tapping sounds were heard outside the ship as though somebody or something were inspecting it. Then, just as the sun was rising on the lunar horizon, the power unaccountably returned and the ship sprang to life. Once more, preparations for takeoff were made and radio contact with the Earth was attempted. Then, in the televiewer screen, appeared the image of a strange object.
Good heavens! Is that the thing Lemmy saw during the guessing game? Is it Lemmy? Is it?
Well, you should know. You said you saw it yourself. You all did.
Yes, but not like this, with the rising sun lighting up every detail. We only caught a glimpse of it.
That's when it arrived. It's been sitting out there ever since.
You mean it landed here?
Well, what else are we to think?
Then who is it? What is it?
Must be H.G. Wells's lot.
There's only one way to find out. We'll go out there.
Eh? No, but we can't. It's time for us to leave. We can't spare the oxygen.
We've got a couple of hours yet.
But you don't know what that thing is or what it can do to
us. The very reason I want to go. This is the biggest thing we've seen since we landed here. We can't pull out on it now.
But, Jet, you...
You're willing to come with me, Mitch?
Yes, Jet. I'm all for it.
Then get the suits, Lemmy. We're going out.
Now, wait a minute, Jet. Think what you're doing.
Eh?
None of us know what that thing is out there.
That's just why we're going outside, to find out.
It's too risky. We ought to take off while we got the chance. If you get stuck out there or get lost or something, it might be hours before we find you again.
We have no intention of getting lost. Come on, Jet.
But if you should, for any reason, it'll ruin any chance we've got of getting back to Earth before our oxygen supply runs out.
We have more than 12 hours before we need worry about that. Meanwhile, that thing's sitting out there, just waiting for us. We can't pass up a chance like this.
Look, there'll be another time. We'll be back.
But that, whatever it is, may not be. We should photograph it at least. There can't be any danger in that.
Oh, all right, Jet. If you're quite sure you know what you're doing. Get your suits on. I'll open the hatch.
Thanks. And Lemmy.
Yeah?
Keep working on that radio. Try to raise Earth if you can. Tell them what we've seen and what we're doing.
Right.
I need. light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10. Ground control to Major Tom.
8. 7. 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on. God's love be with you.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Here am I floating round my tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do. Spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows.
control to Major Tom. Your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I sitting in a tin can far above the moon? Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do.
sets the pace, and we just try to keep up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my good friend, David Bowie.
Small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, and her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's lived it 10 times or more. It's about to be lived again as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life? America's tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the old man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, I wonder if he'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on?
Next century, somewhere his craft stopped for petrol. Wishing America happy. Wishing America free. Benz on alien passing by. Wishing everyone be back home in Jupiter. Wishing everyone ease. When I made a joke about shooting stars and spoke like a true bard, said don't play with songs, music is not marked as fierce toy tear joy. Wishing Americana happy. Wishing Americana free. Benz on alien passing by. Wishing everyone be back home in Jupiter. Things are getting harder. Wishing everyone. Could it be? 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 Can it be? Can it be? Already? Can it be? Can it be? Already? Can it be? Can it be? Can it be? Can it be?
Thank you. Thank you. Zo, dat waren de gitaartonen van jazzgitarist Larry Coryell met het nummer Spaces Revisited. Even terug naar het begin. De Bonzo Dog Duda Band met I'm the Urban Spaceman en The Birds met Mr. Spaceman. En dan dit geluidsfragment.
Between 1953 and 1958, a devoted audience of adults and children attentively followed Captain Jet Morgan and his crew from one cliffhanger to another, as together they faced the unknown perils of space.
David Robert Jones was 11 jaar toen dit hoorspel eindigde in 1958. Ik vroeg mij af, wat misschien een romantisch idee is, of hem dat later inspireerde tot het schrijven en componeren van het nummer Space Oddity. Ik heb het hier natuurlijk over David Bowie. Ik draaide de originele eerste uitgave van 1969. Hij had toch iets met space en heelal, getuige het uitbrengen van het album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Hoewel Ziggy zijn alter ego was en helemaal ingewikkeld, ik draaide in ieder geval Starman en een prachtige Live on Mars, gezongen tijdens een live concert met Arcade Fire. Zeer de moeite waard om de tekst terug te horen. Dat kunt u altijd doen op de website van Salto met uitzending gemist. En dan achtereenvolgend. Jupiter van Benjamin Clementine. Spacewalker van Depeche Mode. Des Lunes Amères van Louis Sklavis. Living Space van Bill Bruford. Tapestry from an Asteroid van Sun Ra. Full Moon van Joe Lovano. Het eerder genoemde Spaces Revisited. En het slotakkoord is zometeen van de Talking Heads. Ik wens u een heel goed weekend. Blijf uit de zon, of anders een beetje. En tot de volgende keer. Dit was Blues Radio.